This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, clear your mind of the mental trash that's in there so that we can put some more stuff, some good stuff in there. This program is brought to you in part by the folks at Progressive Insurance. Insurance they will provide you for your motorcycle, for your boat, for your car, for your RV. Got it? See how much money you can save. Dial them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE. Also, you can go to progressive.com. Why would you not? So, I have been studying beauty. I've been studying, there are all kinds of beauty. Think about it. What's around you that's beautiful? Your spouse, I hope you think spouse is beautiful. Your children, hope you think your children are beautiful. Maybe you live in a good house, a great neighborhood, got a good job. It's all beautiful. The beauty is in the minds of the beholder, like so many other things. And then you think about I have been on occasion in my life lost. I used to say to my children, make them say, Daddy, are we lost? Nope. We're exactly where we're supposed to be. We are where we are, and therefore we aren't lost. But when you do get lost, you look at your Google, right, or your Waze, or maybe even you look at a map to figure out where you are and how to get to where you want to go. And that's great. Works well as long as the map of the place that you're trying to get to is accurate. And sometimes it is. Most of the time it is, I've found. I remember using maps. How many people listen to us right now don't really know? What's a map? Well, what you see on Waze or Google Earth or whatever, the maps there that are there, they're just mobile maps. So anyway, the point of my focus here is that with a lot of people that are venturing into uncharted territory, there are a lot of people who are, they don't know they're lost, but they are. I think there are a lot of people in our country right now who are very lost, and they're looking for a way out. They're looking for a person. They're looking for a place. They're looking for a thing. And mostly it's about guidance. Are you coming up short when it comes to guidance? Do you know where you are? Do you know where you're going? Or are you unsure of which way to go? I think that happens a lot, especially if you haven't had good parenting. I think parenting is so important to where we are, where we're going. Sometimes you're lucky enough. I had good parenting, but it wasn't from my parents. It was from other people that I gravitated to on the farms in my neighborhood, and I became a fixture on the farms because I was scared to go home. So I stayed at the farm as much as possible. I went home to sleep. That was about it. How many of you have had circumstances in your life, whether it was when you were young or maybe middle-aged or maybe older, you became paralyzed with fear because you don't know what's around the corner? And therefore, you feel like you are lost. A lot of people, when they get older, they don't know what's going to happen to them. I think I told you a few months ago, my son sat me down and said, Dad, I'm going to have a very uncomfortable conversation with you. I said, yeah, okay, what are we doing? What are we talking about here? What happens if? And so it was a fairly short conversation. I took it seriously, and he did too. We were sort of lighthearted about it because my children think that I'm the Iron Man and I'll outlive them all. And I hope I don't. I don't think that it's appropriate for parents to outlive their children. But I am fortunate when it comes to my health and my well-being. And they acknowledge that, but they also said, well, what if something happens? Let's say there's an accident and you need treatment. You can't live by yourself if you can't take care of yourself. So what do you do? And they know that I don't want to live in a home. They know I don't want to live, and I want to be in my home as long as I can. And if I can't and they're in California, then I need to go to California. Well, we've sort of talked it out, and we, again, it was kind of lighthearted, but there is the fact that they are both interested in the guidance that they need to make sure that they do with me what I want done. And I guess that's a part of, not to belabor the point, but going around in circles sometimes because we don't like to admit that there's going to be an end to all of this. It just is. Is it right? Well, I don't know if I want to say, I'm not going to call it the end, but there's a change. I'm a great believer in reincarnation. I think we go on in other forms. We come back as other people. I had this conversation with somebody recently who, as it happened, was a very kind of, I don't want to say uptight. He was a buttoned-up businessman. And I have these conversations with people all the time, and I don't, you know, I'm not too concerned about what their reaction is to me, but it's interesting for me to see the reaction that they come back with. And this guy was not anybody I would have thought the same way that I do about things like reincarnation. And this guy was right there. We talked about astrology. So the point is that what used to be the case where men, real men, don't talk about stuff like this, well, real men do. I'm a real man, and I'm fascinated with the things that can't be explained easily. And this is one of them. Just one of the many things that can't be really explained. So anyway, a little medicine for your mind. I went on longer than that than I thought I was going to. Jay has found herself with technical trouble, so she wasn't here to to curb me or to save me from myself. Okay, let's take a look at, if we can, in our minds. I'm sure many of you have seen some of this stuff. These satellite images that show this unbelievable devastation in Libya. The floods in the desert, right? And this goes back to what we were talking about a little earlier, if you were listening to us. If you didn't, you can hear earlier discussions at gooddayshow.com because the show plays all day, every day. And so the thing was, we were talking about the earth and where it's going and all the changes and what will happen if we don't change our evil ways. We can't change what is. We can, we maybe it's our ego that thinks that we have made messes of things. Well, we have made messes of things, and that we can clean them up. Well, some things we can clean up, but you can't stop the earth from changing as it will and as it has. And so, as I said, I think yesterday, the day before, where Libya is now, it's a desert in the Middle East. Where it was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 million years ago, before any number of ice ages and changes in the axis of the planet and all kinds of things, it was a lush, beautiful, almost like sub-European continental paradise. And now it's a desert. A lot of things are going to change because they do. That's the nature of the planet. Anyway, the reality is that 5,300 people here have been killed. Some of the cities, the city of Derna, D-E-R-N-A, 25% of it has just been wiped out, disappeared, gone. So, you know, you say, well, that's over there, and that wouldn't happen here. Well, hello, Katrina. Look what happened to New Orleans. Same thing happened. Been rebuilt foolishly because the Army Corps of Engineers built the same stuff that didn't work. Again, the mindless nature of bureaucracy. There it is. And so I've come around to this, speaking of the mindless bureaucracy that exists in the world. There are thousands of child care programs that have been funded by state money and by federal money. And apparently these programs, many of them are at risk for closing because there is not a new round of money that is aimed at keeping these child care centers, the industry itself, afloat. So some of the money came from pandemic relief, got that, and that's running out. At the end, the fiscal year ends at the end of September. New fiscal year, federal fiscal year, starts October 1st. And a lot of the things that were part of the rescue plans will be over They're expiring September 30th, and I think that's a good thing. We should have much more legislation. As a matter of fact, every piece of legislation that's ever passed, whether it be state legislation or even local stuff, there should be a sunset clause. This particular provision lasts until, pick a date, September 30th, 2023 in this case. And so there's the Democrats are yelling at the Republicans, the same old garbage again. The Republicans don't want it to continue because it's too expensive. See, this, the devil's always in the details. It isn't that the Republicans are against it. The Republicans, or at least the conscious Republicans, not some of the right-wing lunatics, but the people like Mitt Romney, who announced his retirement, which I think is too bad because of all the older members of Congress. I think he's one of the most conscious members of Congress, frankly. He resided in New England for quite a long time. He had a place, I think he still has a place up on Lake Winnipesaukee, as a matter of fact. He lived in Massachusetts. He ran for governor. He won, and he was good. He was a very good governor. And he learned in Massachusetts there aren't many Republicans who make statewide office. And he did, and he worked well with the Democrats, and he would be a good model. You know, the whole business about Mormonism gets in his way a little bit, but he was a good admin, and he was a sympathetic human being. Anyway, so a lot of the Republicans are accused of not being sympathetic, but that's because the Democrats want it their way, and if you don't do it our way, hit the highway. So the Republicans aren't supporting this because there's a lot of graft, there's a lot of corruption, there's a lot of waste in these plans. They were put together very quickly during COVID, and they just don't work the way they ought to. So all the liberal senators like Bernie Sanders and Catherine Clark, a representative of Massachusetts, they're all on this, and they're all whining and crying because this stuff is in question. And, yeah, the child care programs are good. They serve a lot of families, and it's one of those, I guess, social responsibilities that we have. But for heaven's sakes, let's look at the practicality. If it serves 3 million children, that's great, but it costs like $24 billion to do it, huh? Does that number make any sense to you? I think that's what the crux of the question is here. All right, 18 after, this is a good day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too, now that we're covered with...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We're doing social media in this portion of every hour of the program. And today I find a couple of things that are worthy of note. I believe one of them is the problem in Apple Land, the finest apples in Apple Land. The folks at Apple are fighting the French claim that the iPhone 12 surpasses European radiation exposure limits. French regulators ordered a pause on sales because the phones that have already been sold to customers may endanger them. Radiation exposure. We haven't heard that problem discussed since those big clunky phones. I don't even remember. Remember the ones that the younger members of our class will not remember this, but the older members have these. They were like 4-pound phones that had an antenna on them. Those were the first cell phones, and they were so loaded with all kinds of junk, they created brain cancer in thousands of people. So obviously the French government, doing a little research, says, whoops, there's a little too much of this frequency stuff. So they demanded that Apple withdraw the phone 12, the iPhone 12, from France right now. The specific absorption rate exceeds limits set by the European Union. So, press release I'm reading says Apple has to immediately adopt all necessary measures to prevent the iPhone 12 from being made available on the market. Wow. And boys and girls at Apple aren't going to like that much. Apple says it's already given multiple lab results to show, that they are wrong. Well, who are you going to believe? You're going to believe the French and the European Union, or you're going to believe Apple trying to sell more phones? I think I'll go down on the side of the French just to be cautious. Not that I'm about to get an iPhone 12 anyway. But these people, it's amazing. Now, they'll spend more money trying to legitimize something that's illegitimate than fixing the problem. So basically the bottom line, if you're in the market for a new iPhone and you're looking at the iPhone 12, don't. All right? Get another one. I have one. I have an SL or something. I'm an old. Everything is relative, but anyway, be careful. All right, next item of interest to social media, especially those of you who use Google and who doesn't. Google has been charged with having a monopoly, so they're on trial One wonders what their response is going to be. 90% of web searches in the world are done on Google. So there are people who don't like that, people who think it's unhealthy, people who think they've cornered the market on information. So there is a question about whether they're taking advantage of consumers. There's more need for competitors in this kind of consumerism, and that Google has managed to chase everybody that came in as a competitor out of business or buy them up. And that's a problem. If you don't have Google, then you're kind of shut out of a lot of info, and I think that's not good. That's not fair. It's not right. And then one of the things in the trial claims that Google has lobbied and made unbelievable donations. Here we are back to that same thread again of how much money is given to members of Congress and members of the Senate who hold sway on the legislation that affects the social media business and the business of tech in general. These tech giants are way too powerful. Google, those two little worms that came up with that, and Zuckerberg and that ilk. So anyway, Justice Department is after him. Be interesting to see what they come up with. Apple's another example of that kind of stuff. So on your behalf, supposedly this is being done, and hopefully it comes out to be actually on your behalf. 28 after the hour.
Still coming up short at the supermarket? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You could be suffering shrinkflation. Same price, less stuff. It's not your imagination. That cereal box is skinnier. That bag of Doritos is now a half ounce smaller, averaging 5 fewer chips per, according to Forbes, which reports that a bottle of Aleve has gone from 100 caplets to 90. Cottonelle Mega Roll toilet paper shrank from 340 sheets to 312 sheets. Is nothing sacred? Compare unit price, not item price. Those name products that are shorting you have to cover the cost of advertising that made you brand loyal, unlike store brands, which in many cases are made by the same supplier. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the coming GOP House impeachment inquiry is not about politics. It's about getting answers for the American people.
Well, impeachment inquiry is not impeachment. So what impeachment inquiry is to do is to get answers to questions.
McCarthy and other House Republicans leading the Oversight and Judiciary Committees have said they'll look at credit card and bank statements for the Bidens as the inquiry commences. The White House and President Biden himself denying any wrongdoing by the president. The attorney for Hunter Biden is responding to Thursday's federal gun indictment. The indictment states that Hunter lied about his drug use while purchasing a gun at a federally licensed dealer in Delaware in October 2018. In a statement, attorney Abby Lowell questioned a handful of new charges that were added in the case. She also slammed the indictment as a political stunt spurred on by MAGA Republicans. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure County Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
From Flashdance. You know who this is from? I don't remember. Jay, you don't remember?
I can't hear it. I can only hear you guys.
Oh. Okay. That's wonderful. Your technical glitches here and there. 34 at the hour. Yes.
Don't they say that Mercury, once it's out of retrograde, you still have to wait two more weeks before everything stabilizes?
Yeah,
like you still have some of that residual effect? Because Mercury retrograde is coming out and not super great. Like, technical issues are not fun.
No, they are no fun whatsoever. And you've had a few today, to be sure. So I saved this conversation because when we did social media a few minutes ago, I had a couple of stories that were okay on their own. But this one required your consideration and participation. Excuse me. There's a backlash. You know, I was talking in social media about Google and the usual culprits. Now, there's something interesting in the USA Today. Apparently, the USA Today has put out an ad looking for a reporter whose sole job is to follow Taylor Swift and Beyonce around the world.
Really?
That's the job.
How can you do both at the same time?
I don't know. Maybe they need two. Maybe there are two jobs here, one following Beyonce and one following Taylor Swift. What is the state of the world? There is a reporter needed on perhaps arguably the biggest international newspaper. It's probably a toss-up between USA Today and The Guardian as to how big the circulation is and therefore how big the influence is, but they're both very hugely influential.
Oh, Taylor Swift is about to bring a whole bunch of revenue to the film industry. Her Eras Tour is going to be hitting the big screen, and you better believe they are going to be sell out. There's going to be sold out crowds for those tickets to go sit in a theater and jam out for 3+ hours.
Wow. Unga bunga. Well, you know what? It's okay. I think I'm so much now in the in that camp that it's you're cool if you're there, and you're not cool if you're not there. So
I think you're
cool.
You know
me, I want to be cool.
Either which way.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the latest from USA Today. And, of course, all the supposedly, what do they call them, the legitimate news media? Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. What are they doing? This isn't legitimate news. Of course it is.
But also, when it comes to Taylor Swift and Beyonce, they don't have stuff in the news unless they want it in the news. Does that make sense? Most people, every now and then there's sightings or some stuff. Like there's that whole elevator incident with Jay-Z and Solange and Beyonce. Taylor Swift, everybody's always, you know, in her business about whom she's dating and all of that.
Yeah, right.
But to a degree, when they really want to stay under the radar and not be in the news for new stuff, of course, people always like regurgitate things or sources say.
Yeah, make stuff up.
But when they really want to stay out of it, they will. So how difficult will this position be for the journalist who is following them? Unless they sign off on it.
Yep. All right, let's get some Mexican news here. El Chapo's wife. The wife of the drug kingpin, Joaquin Guzman, released from federal custody after completing a 3-year sentence for helping him run his business. Her name is Emma Aispuro. She pled guilty to 3 federal offenses, part of she had a plea deal to testify against her husband, right? She's going to be in 4 years of supervised release. She said, "I am regretful for any and all harm that I caused." And anyway.
Well, didn't she essentially take over the family business?
Yeah, she did. So the fact she only got 3 years for all that mayhem, I don't know about that. And then I see something else that attracted my attention about Mexican cartels. That is the fate of Peso Pluma. A Mexican star, MTV Video Music Award winner. He was in the MTV Music Awards, apparently, and now he's going to have a concert at the big stadium right over the border in Tijuana. So yesterday or the day before, one day this week anyway, the Mexican, this is an interesting way of communicating now with the cartels, there was a banner on the end of a plane flying over San Diego that basically said, "We're going to get you, pal."
Yeah, it will be your last show.
Yeah.
Like, how do you...
Why?
When you're up on stage like that, you are so vulnerable. How do you not cancel? No matter how much security you hire on, unless you're in a bulletproof glass box, I would think that he was going to cancel.
The world and the people in it. All right, so now as we're talking about drugs and the cartel and stuff, here's the story of a 54-year-old guy from Louisiana arrested after authorities discovered $2 million worth of cocaine hidden in his house down in Louisiana, St. John the Baptist Parish in New Orleans.
Is that a lot of cocaine? I don't know what the price of cocaine
is. $2 million?
Yeah. Is that a significant amount? How much does that actually run on the streets?
It's more than $1 million, and it's less than $3 million. So you got me. I'm not a cocaine expert.
Somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle of that. There are a lot of people. Apparently, this parish in where they've been following the addicts around to find out where they get their coke, and their investigation led them to the Louisiana home of this 54-year-old guy who is somehow connected to the same people that Mrs. Cocaine Mother there, we were just talking about. Most of the narcotics and heroin and fentanyl and all that stuff, the prescription painkillers, all comes from relatively the same area and the same sources. So, anyway, and look at the people who are admitting. There was a survey done of 1,400 U.S. adults last month, and 1 in 10 admitted that they had lost a relative because of drug overdoses. Can you imagine? What kind of an indictment is that of the system that allows this kind of stuff to go on? You know, all the movies and TV shows that are built around chasing the bad drug guys down?
And things are laced with stuff. Well, then also a lot of overdose deaths happen when people they sought recovery and then they relapse. And a lot of times often with the relapse, they go back to using as much as they were before they found recovery.
Yeah.
And it's too much for their system.
Can't handle it. Gonzo. See you later. Woof. Speaking of see you later, there's more news from Libya. I've talked about this a couple of times even already today. Rescuers reaching flood victims, thousands of people dead. But there's an interesting story about survivors as well. There always are, right? Whenever there are big stories like this when so many people get killed, there's always a story about one or two lone survivors and what happens. You know, this is somebody who apparently, if you can believe this, stood on top of one of the pieces of the dam that collapsed. Huh? Good luck to you, pal. Here's a guy you want to know because he was born under a very lucky star, Mercury retrograde or not. There's a big summit going on this week. Yep, big guys, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, and Kim Jong Fatty are meeting, and apparently they have found found common ground because they both don't like the United States. And, furthermore, they don't like people who like the United States, like the Europeans. Anybody who's a friend of the U.S., you're not a friend of ours, and we're going to get you.
Isn't it a fine line between love and hate?
Yeah, that's true. There is. I didn't think about that. Yeah. All right, so, do you love A-Rod or do you hate him?
Is indifference a choice? I don't have anything against him.
There's a to-do now. The sports talk radio stations are all over this. I don't know that there are a lot of regular, quote-unquote regular news talk stations that are talking about A-Rod. But apparently, because of the report on ESPN this last week, A-Rod has told the DEA that Manny Ramirez, Ryan Braun, and other players were along with him clients of the this Biogenesis clinic that filled them up with PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs. It's kind of like the scandal that came about a number of years ago with Mark McGuire and Sosa.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that in the late 90s?
Yeah, right. Same. They're taking, what the heck was it they were taking? Something that bulked them all up.
HCG, HCG?
Yeah, HGH.
Whatever, the human growth hormone.
Human growth
HGH,
hormone. Yeah,
that's
right.
It.
Yep. Yeah. So, anyway, we always have winners and losers of the day. Sometimes I get to them, but I always have a list of winners and losers. Today and this week, I am considering making Yoda the person of the day or the week. And you can say, Yoda? What do you mean? What are we talking about? There's a dog, a police dog named Yoda, that got the bad guy in Pennsylvania. Cool dog. Look at this. Most of these police dogs are German. That's why they call them sometimes. German Shepherds are called police dogs. Even though, well, they are, but they aren't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're German Shepherds, not police dogs.
He's such a good boy.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Okay, Hunter Biden is suing an ex-Trump aide. Or I should say the attorneys, right? You want me to get this accurate? The attorney. So how are these guys getting paid? This is the real story, isn't who's getting sued. I want to know where Hunter Biden is getting all of this dough to pay these $500 an hour attorneys. He's got four or five of them. They're around him all the time. So where's the money coming from? Is it the $5 million that he took from the Chinese? Or is it another $5 million that he got from some other business person trading on his father's name? Huh? Which is it? What's the story?
I feel like we need the Jerry Maguire soundbite. Show me the money.
Show me the money. Yeah. That would be dogs and we got time for this? Yeah. Okay, latest shark problem. A man was bitten in the face by a shark while surfing. This is I shouldn't laugh at this because the guy's in tough shape. Surfing at the beach known as the shark bite capital of the world. So if you know that, why are you swimming in this beach, Florida, near New Smyrna Beach, the jetty, where all the sharks hang out? He goes swimming, gets bitten in the face. Hello. What do you expect? 48 after the hour? This is good day.
Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale September 15th through the 18th and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You can find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour now on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mock Dora, Florida. I am proud always to pass along the information. I've had such great experiences with Ken over the years. My physicality is my, if you will, confidence in my physicality comes from spending time with Ken, him telling me what's going on in my body. I guess sometimes I have these conversations with people, Ken, and I'm unusual. People say, I don't want to know. I want to know. Why wouldn't you want to know? Take care of yourself. You have various things in your body that maybe are hereditarily important. You ought to check on those or just the way you live. I just want to know what's going on. So you'll find out if you have time with Dr. Ken. Help yourself either directly at the office at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora or in a Zoom telemedicine review. Why not? 352-735-1400. 352-735-1400. And again, I remind you of the number to call in questions for Dr. Ken for this portion of the program, 855-999-3684. There's a study out that is rather strange. The question about concussions and how it helps or doesn't. Some people think concussions help their brain function better. I don't know who thinks that way, but somebody, I've heard that conversation over the years. So why this study of twins with regard to this? What's the special consideration there, Ken?
Well, I think the only people who think concussions help their brain function better are people who've already had a concussion. The reason why you do a twin study is because you want to see whether the effect is genetic when you use identical twins or whether it was due to environment. And the environmental issue here is an early concussion. And this was a publication this week in the Medical Journal of Neurology. It's a study of male twins from an average age of 67. And it reveals that earlier concussions are tied to lower scores on tests of thinking and memory. So your thinking and memory skills may take a hit decades after recovering from a concussion. So if you use twins, Doug, you know that the effect was not genetic. It wasn't inherited. One of the twin had the concussion. The other twin didn't have the concussion. And the twin that had the concussion is the one whose memory problems and thinking developed later and not the other twin.
not the other way around. Yep. All right. Now, AI. The whole business is a very controversial thing. I noticed that there was a story floating around that I think is very impactful, frankly. A boy suffering from chronic pain for 3 years. They went to every doctor imaginable and couldn't find out what the cause. So they used artificial intelligence, put in all the information that had been gleaned from the 3 years of testing for the various doctors, MRIs, X-rays, all that stuff, reports from doctors. And the ChatGPT kicked out the answer that they couldn't get. They were frustrated. 3 years of going to countless doctors. And so what came out was that this youngster had a what they call tethered spiral cord syndrome, which is a neurological disorder caused by the lack of attachment to the. In other words, the spinal cord jumping up and down. He was as youngsters used to have a bounce house, and so it separated the spiral cord, and they couldn't find that. I can't imagine. That seems amazing to me. With all the MRIs and stuff, but it took this AI thing to figure it out. So what do you make of that?
Well, I think that AI, when it's used as assisted intelligence, as opposed to artificial intelligence, will be very good in medicine. And I think that this is a good use of it when trying to diagnose the very difficult diagnostic dilemmas, as doctors like to call them, and using some assisted intelligence is fine. But we have to be careful because, you know, there's one of the private health insurers is having a lot of legal problems right now because they were using AI to refuse claims without having humans review the claims. And so many approvals were not provided, and this has become a huge, huge problem. So when used appropriately, AI will be helpful. When used inappropriately, it can be hugely dangerous to our health.
Well, there it is. I think that is the final word, at least for today. Good day, health. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour. Okay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.